Good afternoon, System Components.
Oh, good afternoon. Is Debbie in by chance?
May I ask who's calling, please?
Yes, it's Brandon with the Bank of Cardiff. We were in contact last year, and she had just bought some equipment, but was looking for some working capital maybe later on the year after, which is now, so I just wanted to double check.
And I'm sorry, you're the Bank of what?
Cardiff. C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank, Frank.
One moment, I'll see if she's back from lunch. Hold on.
Thank you.
Debbie Hilliard.
Oh, hi, Debbie. This is Brandon from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine, and you?
Pretty good. So we were actually in contact. I think another representative was in contact with you, but it was just in regards to some working capital because you guys had just purchased some equipment, and you didn't really want to start doing anything until gas was over $3. And I know now that the gas still isn't over $3, but usually here we like to call businesses right before the winter season because that's usually the slowest time for them when they need the most help. So I just wanted to double check and see how you guys are doing.
Well, we're not looking to get any capital equipment here anytime soon.
Okay, so it's been going pretty well this year?
No, sales have tanked.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I know it.
I mean, what do you think will be able to help bring sales back up?
A large share of our market is related to the oil and gas and the mining, and they're both very slow right now.
I mean, usually it picks up around this time of the year. I'm so surprised why that's not happening right now.
No, not those two.
Yeah, it seems they are. Like, I mean, at least down here in San Diego, they've skyrocketed, but I'm surprised that hasn't been the case up there. It's really strange.
Oh, Houston is... Everyone's crying in Houston.
Oh, yeah, I bet. God.
Yeah. But, San Diego? Okay.
Yeah, San Diego right now. Cool. What happens if you don't, get any financing? Financing doesn't seem like it's the biggest issue right now, but it seems as though just the regular market is the problem. Is that correct?
Well, oil and gas and mining are a big part of our product line, but, you know, we have others, too, that are staying steady, so that's helping us, but we're not having a good year like we have in the past. But
yeah, I hear you. I mean, I really want to try to help you, but it's just kind of hard because we do equipment financing. We can refinance your current loan. We do have options here. I just want to know what would be the best for you. I mean, if I'm not able to do anything, I just don't want the market to be the main cause of why you guys aren't reaching the sales you want to get.
Oh, well, as far as our debt position, we have one machine that should be paid off next year, and then I have almost no borrowings on my line of credit.
Oh, so, okay, that's good to hear.
Remortgaging would be useless. Not that much to gain.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, at least with our equipment financing, we do offer a 2 to 5 year fixed rate, so it's nothing's going to change and, you know, take any surprise really. But if you do need to bring on more equipment and if you think that might boost sales, we can definitely help you there. But I completely understand if you're a little too worried to bring on anything else at the moment because business is slow.
Yeah, because there's too much capacity right here, so it'd be silly to bring out a new machine. What kind of rate are you looking at?
Usually we're able to free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales for equipment. Mm-hmm. So so if you know, 500, if you have, let's say, $150,000 a year, we can free up about about $4,500. I mean, that's only $150, but I mean, we are able to finance your equipment. I would just all that I would require would be a one-page application, so, and your 4 months bank statement. So it's a really fast process, yeah. And we'd be able to give you an answer on how much you'd qualify for in 24 hours. So mm-hmm. I mean, if you do want to fill out an app and with the 4 months bank statements and an invoice, I'd be able to get you an answer as fast as possible, because I just want to help you out. Get you through this rough patch, you know.
Yeah. What would be your best rate, do you think?
Best rate? I'd be able to answer that once I saw all the information you send me, because that's mm-hmm. kind of how it works with a lot of different banks. Like, I don't want to give you a rate right now, mm-hmm. and then get your hopes up and then see everything and then tell you a different rate, because that's just not fair. Like, I'd rather have the information, be able to give you an actual answer, and then we'd just see where we would go from there.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Well, maybe probably sometime next year we'll start looking again at machinery.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, if you do, if you are looking for something next year or even earlier than that, if you did fill out the app, we'd be able to get the ball rolling extremely quickly once you do have the need for new equipment. Mm-hmm. So then you wouldn't have to go through the app process when you're in your dire need.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll probably wait till we're looking to buy something. First, we've got to decide what we do want and how much it's going to be.
Okay, yeah, completely understand.
We're not ready to apply yet.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, I'll just shoot you over an email. I think I still have email from before. Okay. Actually, yeah, what is your email, just so I can send you the quick note?
All right, it is Debbie, Debbie,
mm-hmm.
@ SCI Sam Charlie Indigo _ couplings plural .com.
Okay, I'll shoot over that quick email just so you can have us for future reference when you guys are looking to finance again.
Okay.
And I wish you the best and hope that you get some more business soon coming up in this quarter. Let's hope those gas prices go up.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to see that, don't you?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, you have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah.